to talk about fuel now or later?
Well, it was touched on. I don't think it's one of the things we were going to ask about because it only came up in the first evidence session. So if you'd like to just talk about that.
Yes, very happy to talk about fuel. We clearly fuel for us all. I mean, anybody who's filled the car, let alone the vessel, knows that fuel costs have gone up across the board because of Putin's illegal invasion of Ukraine. What we don't know, of course, is how long that situation is going to last or what is going to happen to fuel costs in the meantime. So the fishing sector is unusual compared with other sectors in various ways, but one is that they are heavily fuel is a major cost of each trip, as you know, Sir Robert. So it's a very significant part of a fisherman's budget, much more so than in the case of most industries. And because of that, it means that fishing is one of the very few sectors to benefit from duty relief on fuel. So there are two different types of duty relief. One is the marine voyagers relief, and the other is the extension of red diesel, which the Chancellor was pleased to give us in this year's budget for the fishing sector. So that, the taken in combination, that should add up to 100% of relief on fuel duty costs for fishing. We are not minded to pay fishermen's fuel bills apart from the relief that they've been given.
Okay, understood. Back to your
back to my slides. Science and innovation.
Can I just ask on that so we understand that? So if I was a fisherman, how much would, obviously taking the duty off, but the price has gone up, so how much would my price of energy, how much would my cost of energy go up?
Well, it completely depends on the cost of diesel. What you are buffeted from is the tax cost.
The percentage cost, I mean, in terms of...
How much has diesel gone up?
Yeah, because you're taking off the duty, but they still face... the price goes up, the duty goes down, so how much is the net
increase? It's very variable at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, across the UK, we've got price of diesel ranges from about... I think it's 99 pence a litre currently in Peterhead to something like £1.34 in Wales.
Yes.
I was quoted 1.14 plus VAT, but obviously one gets the VAT back. All my tanks are empty on my farm. I'm waiting for the price to come down, in vain, I suspect. But it is a major cost, and because the problem is if a fisherman goes out and has an unsuccessful voyage for whatever reason... Yeah. He can end up actually losing money on the trip, which is...
Yes, and fuel costs, as you all know, have always been a major part of the equation for fishermen. Is it worth me making this trip?
All right, I'll leave it there, because we don't know.
I mean, obviously, the EU boats, some of them are getting fuel subsidies, we understand. Does that put us at a competitive disadvantage to them?
Well, we... understand that some EU countries have made some interventions on the fuel front. What we do have to be careful of is that we don't fall foul of international trading rules. I don't think we could go below the price of fuel. What we've done is remove all the tax. So I think it's quite hard for us to go any further than that. And certainly, you know, if you're seeking to make a food security argument, I think that's quite difficult if you're a vessel that catches only fish that is exported, for example.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Chip, can I just ask this? Because my understanding is that in Russia they've now reduced the price of gas and oil for domestic consumption, which would include fishing boats. So is there an issue of Russian vessels coming in, taking, on a much cheaper cost basis, doing a lot of fishing, where, you know, our fishermen and women won't be in a position to viably fish.
We're not permitting Russian vessels. Well, to either land or fish in our waters.
They can't land.
They can't fish either. No. There's no. We are not permitting Russian flagged vessels to fish in our waters, nor to land in our ports.
Right.
I only wish the same was true of everyone else.